sell what you possess and give alms. Make to yourselves bags which grow not old, a treasure in heaven which faileth not. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today, the main feast in our calendar is that of Saint Peter Nolasco, who is known for using his fortune he had inherited to the redemption of the Christian prisoners taken slaves by the Saracens. But in the land of Hungary, today is also the feast of Blessed Margaret, Princess of Hungary, who lived in the 13th century and who is today honored with an office in all the churches in that country. Saint Peter was one who freed many slaves, but Blessed Margaret had her delight in voluntary servitude of everybody and practiced every kind of humiliation. Blessed Margaret was the daughter of King Bala, who was well known for his sanctity. Her parents consecrated her to God by a vow before her birth, and when Margaret was only 3 years old, she was placed in the monastery of Dominican nuns, and when she was 10, she was removed to a new nunnery, which her father had founded on a remote isle of the river Danube. Little Margaret was professed as a Dominican nun when she was 12. Even in her tender age, she outdid the most advanced nuns in devotion and was also favored with extraordinary visions from heaven. Her promptness of servitude was shown in her humility, for she never spoke of herself, because she always saw herself as if she was beneath all notice. She never wanted to see her royal parents or even speak about them, and she saw her royal birth being a misfortune. She would much more have preferred to come from a poor family so that she would not be marked out singularly because of the worldly appreciations. Her mortifications with which she kept up her humility were excessive, and Margaret even concealed her sicknesses when she became ill for fear of being dispensed with or shown any indulgence in the rule of the Dominican nuns. Always, if anyone seemed offended at her, she fell at their feet and begged their pardon. Margaret was always the first in obedience, and if other nuns were ordered to do penance for offenses, for example, breaking silence or slowness in doing chores, she was afraid to be accepted from punishment for the fear of being singled out. Her bed was a coarse rug laid on the bare floor with a stone for her pillow. Blessed Margaret loved the liturgy of the Church and showed special devotion to the feasts of Our Lady. She showed a sensible joy on her face during Marian feasts, and on Our Lady's feast days and during their octaves, she said 1,000 Hail Marys each day, as well as saying the little office every day. From her infancy, she had learned to love Jesus. Very many times during day and night, she kissed her little cross, which was made of the wood of the true cross, and which she always carried with her. She often cried abundantly or appeared in ecstasies during the Mass, and much more when she received Holy Communion. She prepared herself to every Holy Communion by taking nothing but bread and water on the day before, and then spent the whole night in prayer. On the communion day itself, she remained in prayer and fasting until evening. With these devotions, she prepared her soul to meet God, and she died after a short illness in the year of 1271, when she was only 28 years old. Margaret's short life, which was from the very instant consecrated to God, is a touching example of the true love of the parents. For us, it might seem strange or even cruel to send one's own child away from home at such an early stage. But in truth, this way, Blessed Margaret's parents showed their greatest love toward their child. For they knew that this child, as every child ever born, is not their property, but God's. Father or mother who has a child praying for him is multiple times wealthier than the richest banker on Wall Street. Our treasure is in heaven, and it is secured by prayers and trust in God. And this treasure will never wither away because of poverty or dirty tricks. As long as you live, children, never miss a day to say a prayer for your parents. For as God remembers you in His mercy, so should you remember those who show their love for you. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.